Proclamation number 7208, dated the November 16th, 1958. Contact between stars. Office. There is no earthly material world whose inhabitants could purely physically leave this world without losing star lifts, irrespective of whether this concerns the Earth or other planets which shelter beings whose physical consistency depends on the planet's properties, that is, they adapted themselves to the planet's nature. Therefore, it will never be possible for inhabitants from one planet to go to another, because natural law prevents it and because each planet only ever provides the living conditions for the living beings it was allocated by God's will. Although spiritual connections between different worlds exist, they only ever pursue and intend to achieve spiritual goals, but they would neither want nor be able to provide a planet's respective inhabitants with material advantages, as people imagine or hope for. Contacts between different stars do not exist unless a spiritual connection is established between the beings on spiritual creations who can emanate their light to all celestial bodies and who are thus also mentally connected to people on Earth if people want such a connection, if people are receptive to their illuminations. Then these beings of light can indeed also offer advice about earthly matters. They can take care of people's every earthly need and in a truly divine sense exercise their influence on people. But to appear to people visibly will always be an exception in very special circumstances and for very special reasons, which should not be generalized by expecting or announcing a definite forthcoming mass appearance of such beings. People should bear in mind that they live in the last days. They should think about what it means that God's adversary is nearing the end of his freedom, that he will be bound again and that he knows he only has little time left. Nevertheless, in his delusion he still believes that his power will triumph. And therefore he will stop at nothing in order to achieve his supposed victory. And if people know this, then they will also be able to understand what seems strange or mysterious to them. And science will also provide much clarification. But unexplained events occur in areas outside the realm of science, which are of a more transcendental nature. And especially these areas are used by the adversary to make his exposure more difficult, to make people believe that they are approached by beings from the realm of light and then surrender to his influence. This influence always intends to divert people from the truth, to darken their thoughts with error, thus preventing their return to God. For people's thoughts will be redirected towards matter again, which should be overcome during their earthly life. The adversary will negate everything that is proclaimed by God as close at hand, everything that is related to the approaching end, and thus people are led into false expectations which result in indifference towards their souls and the great danger that the souls will experience the end unprepared and be lost again for eternity. Unworldly minded people will not fall prey to the adversary's artful temptations, for their focus on God and their desire for truth also guarantees that they think correctly. And although they are unable to explain such appearances, it will not seriously affect their way of life. They will steadfastly continue on their path until the end, always protected by the beings of light who prevent God's adversary from seizing them. For in the final analysis, it is a person's own will which determines whether and to what extent he lives in truth. Amen.